The status of the national Do Not Call list is uncertain today. A federal judge has blocked the registry just days before it was scheduled to go into effect. Congress and federal agencies are trying to find a way around the ruling so they can avoid disappointing the 50 million Americans who signed up for the service. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
What could possibly be wrong with a federal system that blocks unwanted telemarketing calls? Plenty, according to Judge Lee West of the Western District of Oklahoma. Attorney Robert Korn Revere has fought against the creation of the list, which is run by the Federal Trade Commission.
What the court did, and apparently what the FTC did not do, was take a look at what the law said. And in this case, the federal statute under which the FTC acted did not authorize it to create a federal Do Not Call registry.
Congress had believed that the Federal Trade Commission already had the authority to collect names and block unwanted calls. The issue had come up in hearings. And Chris Hufnagel with the Electronic Privacy Information Center says everyone thought that this issue was clearly within the agency's purview.
The Federal Trade Commission has authority to regulate unfair or deceptive trade practices. So the agency basically declared that calling someone on this list, this Do Not Call list, was an unfair or deceptive practice.
The question now is how to rescue one of the few programs that had won the support of people who usually disagree on most things, from Congress to the president to many regulators. The Federal Trade Commission has asked for a stay of the judge's order while it pursues an appeal. In case that doesn't work, Congress is offering to pass legislation to give the FTC the authority that the judge declared it does not have. Congressman Billy Tozan, chair of the House Commerce Committee, says he does not want to disappoint Americans looking forward to that rare event, the uninterrupted evening meal.
I don't have to tell you that not implementing this is going to be a major disappointment to families across America who look forward to a quiet time together and sometimes the only quiet moments they can have in the kind of lives most of us lead today.
But it might be a little early to start planning that meal. The telemarketing industry says the ruling vindicates their contention that the list went too far. And Tim Searcy of the American Teleservices Association says his group has filed another suit saying the Do Not Call list violates the industry's free speech rights.
In that case, we said that the federal government had created two classes of speech and therefore violated the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution based on the exemptions that they'd put in for politicians, charities, and nonprofits.
Groups that are allowed to continue calling people even if they've signed up for the federal list. The industry has warned that the Do Not Call list could throw millions of telemarketing employees out of work. Those businesses took a measure of encouragement from the court's decision and used the opportunity to explain once again why they should have the right to sell stuff over the phone. Steve Brubaker is with a company called Infocision that signed on to the Oklahoma case. He still believes it's better for consumers to sign up for industry-run Do Not Call lists than relying on a government-imposed solution.
We just think consumers should have the right to choose the calls they want to receive and the calls that they don't. And I think if anyone looks at this reasonably, people don't mind getting calls from companies that they choose to do business with. They just don't want unsolicited calls.
But Brubaker knows that the Oklahoma court decision faces a number of challenges, and in case the list does go into effect October 1st as scheduled, he's getting ready, preparing to stop calling the 50 million people who've signed up. Larry Abramson, NPR News.